Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable. Live and local. It's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. We're happy to have you. 414-799-1250. Hour brought to you by Indeed. You can avoid the gridlock of having to sort through hundreds of resumes just to find great people. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. Find your next great hire. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Indeed.com/credit. A lot of rumors circulating regarding Odell Beckham Jr. and his possible interest in the Green Bay Packers and vice versa. Ian Rappaport with the latest this morning on NFL Network.
Potentially could get a decision from Odell Beckham Jr. today. And this is one thing that colleague Kim Jones tweeted last night, is that Beckham essentially wanted to sleep on the decision. I know he's hearing from several teams, and potentially we could get news today. Among the teams to consider, and I'm not saying that each of these teams has definitely made an offer, but among the teams to consider, one, the New Orleans Saints, who did try to trade for Beckham right before the trade deadline, to my knowledge, the only team to do it. The Seattle Seahawks, another team that I know considered a little bit, according to Pete Carroll, claiming him, did not do it. They would have some interest in Odell. The Green Bay Packers were looking to add weapons, skill position weapons, before the trade deadline. I know that's an interesting spot there, and general manager Aaron Rodgers would potentially be interested. Obviously, keep an eye on the Packers there. The Kansas City Chiefs have never shied away from a big-time skill weapon guy. They signed Josh Gordon. Hasn't really worked out like they hoped. That would be another one to consider. And, of course, the Patriots are always interested in upgrading, and there's been a, let's say, long sort of a love affair a little bit between Bill Belichick and Odell Beckham from afar. That'd be an interesting spot as well.
Okay. So Rappaport said general manager Aaron Rodgers. Was that a joke or was that a slip? It seemed like it was a slip. Unless he's very, very dry.
I kind of think that was a joke, and he's just pretty dry.
An interesting spot there in general manager Aaron Rodgers.
I don't know. I mean, Rodgers. It's been all Rodgers all week. I think that might have been a slip-up.
Well, even if it was, it was a pretty good one.
An interesting spot there in general manager Aaron Rodgers.
There was a game that Fox 6 was showing. They do, like, post-game sometimes when they have rights to the game. And it was as McCarthy was about to get fired, and their CGI under the bottom, it said, Aaron Rodgers, Packers coach. And they're like, Aaron Rodgers is the team at this point. So that's, I guess, the latest on Odell. Apparently, he wants to play in Green Bay. There was a tweet that I read you this morning, a guy named Evan Massey reporting that Packers are interested, but they have not been as aggressive as other teams. Oh, no, you're kidding me. The Packers get used as leverage a lot. I don't know where this started, but they do get used as leverage quite a bit with other teams as they're trying to figure out if they're going to, you know, come to Green Bay or not. How many times does it seem like we are in the mix on somebody and then he signs elsewhere? Now, Pete Carroll was asked about OBJ the other day, and if you listen to this, it sounds like Beckham's already on his way. This was before he got waived.
Pete, do you intend to claim Odell Beckham Jr. and add him to your team?
You'll have to wait and see how this all goes. But at this time, I don't know. I've been on the practice field. I don't know what's going on with any of it. As you would think, we're aware of what's going on, and we've been involved to understand it and compete and to know what's happening. We'll let you know as it all happens. I got to wait. So I didn't say yes or I didn't say no, but that's just because you'll see.
That's the kind of answer that would have got USC suspended from a bowl game, but that's what Pete Carroll's giving you today. 414-799-1250. Ron is in Rome. Hey.
Yeah, hi, Bart. You know, you said you couldn't see any of the risks of signing Odell Beckham. I'll give you a few of the risks. He might – everybody wants, a guy like him because they think they'll be like Andre Rison and be that extra thing that gets us.
I'm getting a lot of people tweeting me Andre Rison.
Right. But he might be more like Martellus Bennett, where he does stupid things. Crazy, disrupts the chemistry. A guy like Alan Lazard, who does everything we ask of him, including blocking, he won't want to do that kind of stuff. Maybe he won't want to run routes like Aaron Rodgers does. And then when the Packer fans criticize him, he'll say, oh, everyone's racist in Wisconsin and, complain about Packer fans.
Ron, that's a leap.
Well, that's what guys do when they come here and then we don't like them. We criticize them because of the football. And then they say that that's what Martellus Bennett did.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
So that's the risk.
But that's not going to – okay, that's not going to cost you the Super Bowl, is it?
No, but it makes Packer fans look bad, and it can – yeah, and it actually can if you're disrupting the chemistry of the team and you're the guys that – it's like when we don't have Devontae Adams and we're like, oh, we're going to lose, and then we score twice as many points without him. Sometimes using the guys that aren't superstars but spreading the ball around and using a ball control offense is better than having a couple of divas that we have to keep throwing the balls to keep them happy. Otherwise, they're in the press complaining about us all the time.
Yeah, I would wonder, Ron, thanks for the call. If Odell comes here and he says, yeah, I understand. You have Devontae Adams. Yeah, I'll get a couple of looks a game. And then if he agrees to that but then doesn't get enough looks a game, then he's like, well, I agree to it, but I thought I'd get more. I don't know. And maybe you can't, it's not a tangible thing. So I don't – if Odell comes here and it doesn't work and he's here for a month, I don't think that he can infiltrate and poison the minds of the team to a degree that they would – lose a Super Bowl because, when Odell was here, MVS. Oh, Odell was here, and he was, telling me to ask for the ball more. I don't know. I feel like in a season where you're really trying to win the Super Bowl ASAP, I feel like this is a move that I would cheer it. I'm rooting for the news. And not just because after 8:30, I don't have anything planned on the show and I'm kind of banking on it today. Not true. Kind of. Not really, but it is. But not really, but I shouldn't have said that, but it is. Stick around. 8:30. Oh, you're going to be entertained. I would love some breaking news, but if I saw Odell Beckham to the Packers, my first instinct would be, yeah. So that tells me I want him. Timmy's in Dallas. What's up, Timmy?
Hey, the ceiling.
Timmy, come on.
Underrated joke.
I think it's properly rated.
The ceiling. Anyway, I would sign OBJ on one condition. He has to be able to hold on extra points and field goals and spin laces.
Oh, okay. Little holder gate. Yeah.
And I don't know if you've been watching CNN, but they have really been clowning Rodgers.
Oh, everybody has.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what network you say.
Yeah. But, the great thing about the Bucks winning the NBA championship is I'm able to see them a lot more. They've been on TNT, ESPN, NBA Network much more than in the past. So that's been good.
I remember a year not too long ago where they were on TNT one time, and it was a massive deal.
Yeah.
This was within the last 6 years.
You know, I don't give Wisconsin or Valley Sports Wisconsin. So I rely on, you know, these other networks to show the games. And
you got to get somebody's login code. You can use it. The app is trash, though. I will say that.
All right. Well, it was nice having Toby in town.
Yeah, did you guys hang out?
What?
Did you and Toby hang out?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we had a poker game.
Oh, how'd that go, Toby?
I lost all my money.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was with Mick Jagger, John F. Kennedy Jr., and Donald Trump.
Oh, wow. You can't say that. I'm gullible. I believe that. I believed it. I believed you.
And then Lee Harvey Oswald broke up the game. So anyway.
All right. I think I'm going to let you go on that one, Timmy. I don't know where this is going.
Well, you're still the best on Sports Talk Radio, Bart. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Timmy.
Bye.
We had a proper goodbye, but still exit stage left for what I believe was an assassination joke, which is new on the show. 414-799-1250. Dave is in Cudahy. Dave, you do some comedy. How would you rate Timmy there as a comedian?
I didn't realize we were going Shock Jock this morning. I'm here to listen to it. I don't know if I'm here for it, but still love Timmy nonetheless.
What's up, Dave? Happy Wednesday.
Hello. You missed some good comedy last night, in fact. I actually did the same show that Rami did. It was fun.
At Landmark Lanes?
Yeah.
Well, if I knew you'd be there, I'd go.
It was a last-second audition, rather. I did a comedy sports show in the afternoon. And they were like, oh, we need one more person. You want to come down? Sure. I'm not doing anything on a Tuesday.
How were there a lot of people there? I should have went.
Yeah, it was a great crowd. Super fun. I love Voyager.
Dang. Okay.
So maybe next time, Bart.
Yeah. Next time you and Rami do a show together, I'll be there.
Oh, perfect. Now, as far as OBJ,
did you talk to Rami?
I said hi to him, and as he was like going out the door. So,
yeah, did you say, hey, I'm Dave in Cudahy?
Pretty much, yes.
And what did he do?
He goes, oh, cool, bye, boom, and then ran up the stairs.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I caught him at the tail end. I was already, like, a couple beers in, and it was just like, oh, better say hi before I don't.
Well, I'm surprised Rami rushed out of there. Where's he got to go?
I don't know. It was late. Late-ish. Also, you got to leave before the, like, UWM karaoke session starts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was awful. Ooh. I'm better for leaving early as well.
You want Odell or what?
Well, you know what? I'll take him now. I was very skeptical on him when they were talking about trade rumors, but now that he's on the veteran minimum, potentially on the veteran minimum, you know, as a free agent. Sure, take the flyer. What's the harm, really? I will be watching him with a pretty keen eye because I do feel like he could be very toxic to a locker room. And the minute that you see some of that toxicity, they need to jump on that right away. But, again, what's the harm, really?
I don't know that he can come here and make such a negative impact that it would ruin what the team is trying to do. And especially in a year where you want distractions, we're full of them right now.
That's fair. It's OBJ, though. Odell Beckham Jr. has not been solid in, what, 3 years? Two and a half
Yeah, also
years?
This year he has not been good.
Yeah, he's been very bad. In fact, like, he's had basically hands of stone, can't catch anything. And, don't get me wrong, he actually has been relatively quiet up until this year about, like, his targets and whatnot. But especially going into it, this season, you know, it's got some red flags there. But if you can do it for pennies on the dime, you know, as we've been saying a lot this couple weeks, it's house money.
Dave, I'm sorry. Ever since you said toxicity, that's all I can think of.
Oh, you feeling it?
Giving me some System of a Down.
There you go.
Eating this time activity. The toxicity of our city. Of our city. Oh, God, I'm so pumped up right now. I am the devil.
Set your whole table on fire. Set your desk on fire. Anarchy.
Bring the system down. Sign Odell Beckham.
You better play this the minute he gets signed.
All right, if I start playing Toxicity again, outside of when I'm obviously going to play it going to break here, that means that we signed Odell Beckham.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Breaking news.
Yeah.
There you go.
This will be my new breaking news thing. And only you and I will ever get it.
That's fine, though. That's really all that you need. Inside jokes help, like, fuel the planet.
Yeah, and it's great for radio when people tune in and feel like they're listening to just two people talk and they're not a part of it at all.
It's a conversation starter, though.
Yeah.
You go, oh, what's that? What's this noise? I remember System of a Down, I don't know, what, 17 years ago?
Oh, God. It really does pump me up. God, I feel like I'm right back in a high school weight room watching all the football players lift weights, and I got my soccer body doing just over the bar.
Yeah. Chop Suey always used to be a music video for me to get, like, some chuckles in. That's such a funny music video.
All right, Dave.
Okay. Have a good one.
See ya. So we're following the Odell Beckham story. Will he sign? Will he not? If he does, this. I'm not kidding. This really pumped me up. I thought coffee would do it, but my God. System of a Down. Oh, I missed the best part. Yeah. We'll be right back on the Fan. Somewhere between the sacred silence and sleep. Disorder, disorder, disorder.
Green Bay Packers were looking to add weapons, skill position weapons before the trade deadline. You know, that's an interesting spot there in general manager Aaron Rodgers.
Whoa, hey, Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, trying to go through some of the places that Odell Beckham Jr. could sign, could do it today. Packers in the mix. We are in the mix. GM Aaron Rodgers, either a joke or a Freudian slip. Hey, Aaron Rodgers is responsible for Randall Cobb. And he's working out pretty good, I think, all things considered. Aaron Rodgers back on Pat McAfee's show yesterday, and I think this is going to bring the immunized saga to an end until, well, it's clear he wants to move on now. What happened, happened. He doesn't want to talk about it anymore. He says there's no point in going over Friday's interview. I'm moving on. I'm an athlete. At some point, he will talk to the local media again, and they will probably have questions for him on it. We'll see if he answers those or tries to deflect again. The Packers, for what it's worth, it was worth $300,000. They did get fined for some COVID violations. The Packers got fined $300,000 for COVID protocol violations. Rodgers and Alan Lazard getting thrown into the mix. As Lazard's not vaccinated, but he attended the Halloween party. So they each got fined $14,000, $650. $14,650 on the dot. Now, according to Michael Florio, God, this guy has loved it. some in league circles are mad that this is all that happened. Okay, a team got fined. Who cares? What do you want? You want to lose a draft pick?
Has he talked about anything else since last Wednesday?
No.
It seems like that's all. I unfollowed him because that's all I saw.
Yeah, Mike Florio covers football. It's fine. But he does have a vendetta against Aaron Rodgers. He hates him. He's a Vikings fan. But he also, he has found, you know, these people, they find that they can get, they get the traffic they desire to the website. Because I'll clown Florio, but who, what am I doing? I'm talking about this guy right now. And then he puts an article. I'm like, Mike, I can't believe that you're saying this. Retweet, quote tweet, click on link, read what he said. And that's, and guys, that's the problem with America today, and that's why I'm running for president. Because when I'm president, I'm going to go right to Mark Zuckerberg's office, and I'm going to say, you're done. I'm shutting your ass down. You ruined, all because you couldn't get some chick. You made this website. You're done. And you're going to prison. I'm going to lock up all my enemies, too. Anybody ever tried that idea? I'm going to lock them all up. I'm going to lock up Mike Florio. I'm going to lock up Adam Rank. Who else can I throw in the clink? I'm going to lock up. Toby's been talking back at me. You say one more thing, you're in jail.
Okay.
Oh, I love coffee. God. So Aaron Rodgers on McAfee. He wants this all to be over. When I first saw that he's going to be on McAfee yesterday, because we didn't know if he would. We figured he might. He normally does Tuesdays. And it was an event in the house. I even put YouTube on the TV. Okay, on the Fire Stick so that I could watch it. My wife, my mother-in-law, and we all gathered around and watch Aaron Rodgers say I'm sorry without saying I'm sorry. He did the whole, you know, I know my comments this, and, you know, if you're offended, I take full responsibility. If you take full responsibility, is that an apology? I don't know. Rodgers, he wants to move on. That was clear. It was a different Rodgers. Rodgers on Friday was like prepared with notes, and he was ready to take down the NFL for all their draconian measures. And then on Tuesday, somewhere in between there, people talked to him and said, Rodgers, you barely lost or kept State Farm. Just stop doing whatever you're doing. It's okay to have your opinion. It's your body. But you don't need to be like a spokesperson either way. No point to rehash Friday, Rodgers says.
I don't really feel like there's a need to address that, Pat. I mean, I've talked to a small number of people, you know, people in my inner circle who wouldn't go on the record to be an anonymous source. Look, it's been a reflective time for me. I've had some great conversations with people, you know, people who are vaccinated people and people who are not vaccinated people for various reasons. You know, I respect everybody's opinion, and I don't only talk to yes people or people who, you know, allow me to, you know, to live in an echo chamber of my own thoughts and beliefs.
I mean, that's good. That's good. Rodgers always, he just sometimes just sounds a little more, it's always like a little more, like, not pretentious, but just a little more. I found out he's going to be on McAfee. I was pissed. I was like, oh, great. I get to be lectured at again. Because I thought he'd come guns a-blazing and be like, look, everyone's trying to cancel me. All these people are making fun of me. All I did was tell you about my body and everybody's after me. But Rodgers is adamant. He doesn't care about what idiots like me say.
The other stuff is so out of my control. And there's going to be people that don't like you, that don't hate you for things you said, or might not even understand what you said or know what you said, and might just see a headline, and that's fine. I believe that people are entitled to their opinion, and even if it's an opinion that's unfavorable of me. But I'm going to continue to try and be the best version of me moving forward, and I'm excited about getting back on the field as soon as possible.
There you go. That's good. Everybody was making fun of him from Saturday Night Live. Like I said, WWE. I mean, Howard Stern. Anybody with a microphone. Anybody, whether they were making fun of him or supporting him, if you had a platform, you mentioned Aaron Rodgers since Friday. If you had a platform in any way, even if it was just a Twitter account, everybody talked about him. Whether it was us guys hanging out here, men and women, or whether it was national prominent figures, they all brought up Aaron Rodgers. But he doesn't want to capitalize off that, okay? So he may be perceived as being anti-vax, which he says he's not, but he's not taking the vaccine. Again, this is what he doesn't want to do. He doesn't want to worry about it at all. I'm done with this. He's basically said, I said what I said. I'm not saying anymore.
I'm an athlete. I'm not an activist. So I'm going to get back to doing what I do best. And that's playing ball. Like, I shared my opinion. It wasn't one that was come to frivolously. It involved a lot of study and what I felt like was in my best interest for my body. But further comments, I'm going to keep between myself and my doctors, and I don't have any further comments about any of those things after this interview.
Yeah, one thing I missed yesterday, but they were talking about it a bunch in the interview. Apparently somebody thought they spotted Rodgers in L.A., and then Shailene Woodley was on her Instagram saying it wasn't Rodgers, and she knows because his legs are bigger than this guy's legs and his hands are more hairy. What the hell happened there?
Yeah, it was a little odd.
What is going on?
I think I saw someone say, I could have told you by the fact that this guy is holding a coffee in his left hand that Aaron Rodgers is right-handed, but instead Shailene Woodley decides to say that his feet are like Bigfoot and his hands are hairy like Sasquatch. I don't know.
Well, this poor guy, there's this poor guy in L.A. getting a cup of coffee. Somebody thinks it's Rodgers.
Poor guy's doing everything you're supposed to do, right? Masked up, everything. And social distancing, all these things. He's getting blasted.
Yeah.
For not being Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he didn't really look like him.
No, he didn't.
How does that... Well, at least I know that Shailene and Aaron are still together. I was wondering about that, for real.
It was a little odd reading some of the stuff she had to say, but whatever.
She still supports them. They're still together. That's good. Now, about Sunday, do we expect them to play? I do, but maybe he won't.
Is there any thought you're not going to play on Sunday at all? No.
I think there's a possibility, but a small possibility.
Was that because of you, health-wise, body-wise, or preparation-wise?
I just didn't believe that there's a health hurdle that I have to, as far as like movement and sweating and getting into it, making sure that my body is, especially your heart is fine with the physical exertion.
That seems weird. I think he just needs to. Rodgers is going to lose all of his athletic ability in 9 days. I don't know. We'll see. He should be able to test negative by then and go from there.
Well, I mean, just in case anything happened with overlapping symptoms or whatever. I mean, you saw some of the guys in the NBA struggle with it. It took them a while to get back in shape. So I don't know. He should be fine, but he seems like he's doing all right, but who knows?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. He is looking forward to Sunday, though, either way.
I'm excited about feeling better. I'm excited about moving forward and hopefully getting back with my team and getting back to doing what I do best, and that's playing ball. It's been tough to be away from it. I've been, obviously dealing with the COVID, and I feel like I'm on the other side of it, thankfully, and thankful to still be able to have something to look forward to this weekend, hopefully.
Now, you did have thoughts on Jordan Love and watching the game on TV, which we'll hear from a little bit later. Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee's show yesterday, which is great. My wife asked me as we were watching this, she says, does he do this every week with this guy? And I say, not only that, but then I play the clips every week the next day. So he's doing great work. John's in Jersey. What's up, John?
Hey, Barty. What's up, Bart?
What's good, dog?
He better play Sunday. I'm driving up tomorrow at 3 o'clock Eastern time.
I know. You've got your road trip.
He better play, man. I'm going to go berserk if he doesn't play.
Well, you better send him a care package.
Well, listen, the other thing. Anybody mention this? If we get Odell, we play them on Christmas Day at Lambeau, the Browns.
Yeah, and one of the teams that Odell might go to, if it's not us, is Seattle.
I know. Now, what do you think about us Sunday? If he doesn't play, man, I'm getting nervous.
I think Rodgers will play. I'm surprised to hear that. I just figured, hey, if he tests negative, he's playing. But he thinks there's going to be some health hurdles he has to overcome and address. So we'll see if it's in terms of like how he's been doing this for 16 years. He should be able to go. Just like a bye week. Unless it really ravages the system, and I don't know about it.
Well, I read that he doesn't have to test. I mean, he just has to pass those, like you were saying, some of those physical challenges. If he passes that, he's good.
Yeah, I don't know how that works because they're not going to let him play if he's got COVID, but they're not going to test him.
Well, Tom Pelissero put that out yesterday in a tweet I saw that he explained the whole thing.
Hmm.
That he doesn't. But the other thing is Russell Wilson, man. How you know he's not going to be sharp either, probably.
Russell Wilson came back from a miraculous finger injury.
It's going to be cold too, right? Sunday.
I think it's going to be. You know what? I'll look for you right now. I'd be thrilled to do that for you.
Oh, I appreciate it because my wife's like freaking out. Oh, it's going to be freezing. I'm going to send them aluminum benches. And I said, we'll bring blankets. You're going to be all.
Oh yeah, bring. You don't have one of those like seat cushions from the '60s that you can use?
Nah, I know what you mean. No.
All right, your forecast for Sunday, Green Bay, Wisconsin. We got a high of 40 degrees and a low of 28.
Oof.
So I would think around kickoff, you'd be looking at temperatures in the mid to upper 30s. Bring a jacket.
Oh, yes, of course. We're going to be bundled up like we're going to the North Pole.
You'll be excited to know this. It is the coldest day that we will have in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, sure, that's my luck.
Yeah.
All right, boy. Thanks, bud. I'll be passing your office sometime on Friday.
All right. Will you honk really loud?
All right, okay, you got it.
Yeah, honk.
Have a good day, man.
All right, buddy.
All right, man.
John in Jersey. He's driving here. A couple weeks ago, he and another guy were going over the directions. We spent like 5 minutes on it. If you want to go back and listen on the podcast here on the Odyssey platform.
An Odyssey station.
I'm Bart, that's Toby. Window Select, 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500. 3500 windowselect.com. They are a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers, and they are a proud partner of making sure you're not cold in your house during the winter time. Windows are a big part of that. Yeah, you need a furnace and you got to heat the house. But sometimes you heat the house and it has to work harder than it needs to because air is still fighting its way in through these older windows you have that leak. They're not high quality, they're not energy efficient, they're not durable. Those are your windows. You got to get the ones that are high quality, are energy efficient, are durable, are constantly A-plus rated, made in Menominee Falls, locally based. Window Select, 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500. That's windowselect.com, where they have a lot of great deals for you as well. Not only will you get the windows in the house, it'll be a better thing for you and do a better job protecting you from the cold, which, if your furnace isn't working as hard, that bill's going to go down too. But Window Select makes it affordable. The more you buy, the more you save because they've got the buy one, get one deal on the windows. So if you get 10 windows, you get 5 for free. If you need 20 windows, you're going to get 10 for free. It's windowselect.com. 262-703-3500. 262-703-3500. You get it all installed. The consultation is free. No payments for a full year. And don't just stop at windows. They can do siding and doors and more as well. Windowselect.com. 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500.
Doctors that you consulted with, Dr. Joe Rogan and which other doctors?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
AM The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. I saw our good buddy Peter Bukowski tweet. He was on with us yesterday, Locked On Packers. And I saw him tweet on Sunday, anyone who's dropping the Packers in their power rankings is basically stupid. And then I thought, why are people so obsessed with power rankings? Who cares? Doesn't matter. What matters is the standings. Power rankings used to be a fun thing, but over the last few years, I feel like everyone takes them so seriously. They're stupid and a waste of time. This portion of the show brought to you by Sprinkler Fitters, Local 182. Sprinkler Fitters, Local 183 is what I meant. One better. They're hiring for apprenticeships with competitive training, insurance, and benefit packages, plus advancement opportunities. Go to sprinklerfitters183.org. I'm really excited for this. Toby and I are going to do our power rankings. Love doing these. Very important. You must stick around and listen to the full thing. Nothing more consequential than how Toby and I rank the teams. So we do worst and five power rankings, where we tell you our worst team in the league and the five best teams in the league. The worst team in the league, now there's still one winless team. They were idle, the Lions. You could also throw in the Texans are 1-8. They lost. Jaguars out of that. They got to win over the Bills somehow. I guess I still got to go with the Lions, even though they didn't play. I got to go Detroit. 0-8, still winless. Sorry, you didn't play, so you're still there.
Yeah, they're the worst team in the league. I don't know that there's really any question. I don't know if... Do we think Jared Goff actually gets a win without Sean McVay?
Do we think Jared Goff is starting the Thanksgiving Day game?
Very possibly not.
I don't know. Toby, why don't you give me your top five, 5-1?
All right, my top five. At number five, I have the Los Angeles Rams coming off a loss. Not a very good one either. They didn't look very impressive. And the team I have in front of them is the team that beat them, the Tennessee Titans. They look good, and they are on top of the AFC right now. And I don't know. I don't know what to think of the Titans. I don't think they're the best team in the AFC, but right now how they're playing, they got to be the top AFC player. So I'll go with the Titans at number four.
Is my Titans theory over?
No, I don't think so.
Are they good now?
Well, they were dogs to the Rams. Okay. They're favored this week.
Who they got this week?
I'd have to double check, but they're favored this week. I know, so I don't know. We'll see, I guess.
Oh, the Saints.
We'll see.
Oh, no, they're losing to the Saints.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, your theory is, state your theory again.
When you think the Titans are good, they're going to lose. And when you count them out, they're going to win.
Yeah, exactly.
And so everybody, we're gonna put the Titans in our top five, and everyone's going to say they're really good. And so they'll lose to the Saints. Then they'll beat the Texans. Then they've got New England. That'll be a good game. Yeah, they're going to lose to the Saints.
Yeah, and I still feel like while they're top of the AFC, I still feel like I would take the Ravens above them in the AFC, but they're playing good football right now. They've won. Until they lose a game against New Orleans on Sunday, I guess I'll leave them in the top five. So Titans at four. Number three have the Buccaneers. And number two, I'll move the Packers down one. They lost the game on Sunday. Is there much you can take out of it? I don't know that there really is, but number one, going to put the Cardinals back up there. they won. Even without DeAndre Hopkins and Kyler Murray, they found a way to win. So I'm going to put the Cardinals at 1, the Packers at 2, Buccaneers at 3, Titans at 4, Rams at 5.
Oh, well, this is exciting. I'm going to put the Cardinals at 1, the Packers at 2, the Buccaneers at 3, the Titans at 4, and the Rams at 5.
And the Lions is last.
And the Lions is last.
Nice.
What the hell? Is it that obvious? Is it that obvious? Is this it? I mean, is this it? Is this everybody's power rankings? The Cardinals. So the Cardinals being ahead of the Packers, I was getting mad watching some Sunday Night Football because they're like, oh, the Cardinals, they're the clear-cut favorites now. The Packers just beat you and then lost a game where they didn't have Aaron Rodgers. So why is it so obvious? Is it that obvious? I'm going to look at other power rankings quick. All right, ESPN has Arizona 1, Tennessee 2, Green Bay 3, Rams 4, Bucks 5. All right, so they mixed it up a little bit. NFL.com has Arizona, Tampa Bay, Tennessee, Green Bay, Dallas. Okay. All right, so it's not all. So it's just you and I lockstep with each other today. I think that's the first time that's ever happened. Our power rankings are the exact same. Again, we go Cardinals 1, they won. Packers 2, Buccaneers 3, Titans 4, and Rams 5. So the Cardinals, they're clearly good. But then if you were still going to tell me who's going to win the NFC, I would still say, even though we're ranking the Cardinals 1 now, I would still say the Rams, Buccaneers, and Packers all have a better shot of winning the NFC than the Cardinals do. Or we're going to take them. And the Cardinals did this. They beat San Francisco without Kyler Murray, without DeAndre Hopkins. They lost Chase Edmonds. They've got Carolina coming up this weekend, then Seattle, the Bears, the Rams, Detroit, Indy, Dallas, Seattle again. I mean, the Cardinals could finish with 2-3 losses. You know, things are looking pretty good for them. But then once you get to the playoffs, I don't know. The Packers going into the desert again, I think they can get that win. Tom Brady, he can get that win. The Rams, they can get that win. So the Cardinals are like the best team, but we don't – I don't think a lot of people would still go to the window and say, yep, give me the Cardinals.
Well, and that's why we have 4 out of 5 teams, 4 out of the top 5 are NFC teams. Last week, all 5 of our teams were NFC teams. There's a lot of good teams in the NFC, and – it's kind of odd because we talk about the AFC not having powerhouses, but I think I saw something that 11 out of the 16 teams in the AFC are at 500 or above. They're a good conference overall, but I feel like the top tier teams in the NFC are just better, and any one of them could win. You know, we can look at the Cardinals, the Packers, Buccaneers, Rams, Cowboys. You know, if you pick any one of them to come out of the NFC, we can argue about it, but ultimately, that's not a stupid opinion because they're all good teams. So we'll see. But yeah, I mean, you're right. The Cardinals were ranking number 1 right now. That's more so of what they've done this year. But I think if we're going into it and we're ranking teams by their potential, I still think it's Packers, Buccaneers, and Rams.
How about the Niners being awful? They suck.
Yeah, and you know, I see a lot of Niners fans are turning on Kyle Shanahan. They're not a big fan of his anymore. It'll be interesting. I mean, if they don't have that one magical year, is Kyle Shanahan gone already?
Maybe. Haven't they gotten worse every year?
They have. And I saw something where he has the same winning percentage as a head coach as Chip Kelly did.
The great Chip Kelly?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It'll be interesting to see what happens down there in San Francisco because, I mean, we thought that division was going to be one of the best in football. And, you know, it's still good, but I think the AFC North is better at this point. And some of those teams, you think the Seahawks get back in the race here and make a run?
I would say of all these teams that are kind of like lingering, because the NFC, you got your 5 good teams. Throw Dallas back into the mix in the teams we haven't mentioned. But then the Saints are 5-3. They'll probably do enough to get in. And then the 7th seed is going to be Atlanta, Carolina, Minnesota, Seattle. I mean, one of those teams will finish decent. Out of those teams, I would like Seattle the best. They're getting Russ back. You know, I'll take the Packers to win this weekend. But then even at 3-6, Seattle can still make a run.
I think the Vikings losing this past weekend is a huge loss for them. They had that game. They were up by a couple touchdowns, and they needed to win that football game. I think losing that game on Sunday could really hurt their chances of making the playoffs. And, you're getting Russ back with the Seattle Seahawks, so, you know, anything's possible when you have a quarterback like that. But it's going to be interesting to watch the NFC down the stretch, because that seventh seed, the top five teams are really good. But those six and seven seeds, like, do we really think the Saints are that good?
The Vikings are not that far away from, like, being 7-2 or 8-1.
Yeah, I mean, they could be a really good football team, but they just lose all these close games.
And I don't think the Saints are that good, but they've got a head start in all these bad teams. That seventh team that gets in, and probably the 6-2, they're not going to be some good football teams. Meanwhile, in the AFC, you've got 10, 11, 12 teams that could all get in. I mean, the Colts looked pretty good the other night. They're 12th in the conference right now, sitting at 4-5. So the NFC's top heavy, but the AFC is going to have better overall teams getting in the playoffs. Steve is in Germantown, 414-799-1250. What's up, Steve?
Morning, bud. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing fine. I think the power rankings are pretty spot on from what we were just talking about. But I like what Toby's saying, too. He's hitting the nail on the head. You got your top five teams in the NFC, and that's it. I mean, you look at New Orleans, Minnesota, Atlanta. One of those teams is going to get absolutely throttled in that first round of the playoffs, so that's not a concern. But the AFC, wow, there's a legitimate 12 good teams in that conference, I think. Like you were talking about with Indianapolis. They're 4-5, right? But
yeah.
They got a hell of an offense. I mean, I know people are, not really on the Carson Wentz bandwagon. I get that. But you have probably the second-best running back in the league right now with Jonathan Taylor down there. And the defense is pretty solid with Leonard and some other pieces. That AFC is so stacked. I'm just looking forward to watching. And not having the best interest with the team in the AFC, it's just cool to sit back during playoff time and watch those guys beat the crap out of each other. Can't wait for that. Well, back to the NFC, I look at these other teams besides the Packers. You mentioned the Cardinals. I think the Packers got their number. I really do. They made Kyler Murray going into that game, who was coming off of, 6-7 weeks of MVP-type play, they made him look just absolutely human. They made him look like Mahomes last week, When you can do that to opposing quarterbacks who have these MVP-type seasons or they can play like that, I think you have a top-10 defense, if not top-5. It's getting close. I'm excited, man. I think this week they're going to beat the crap out of Seattle. They got Minnesota the next week. And on that big showdown, the 28th of November, I'll be there against the Rams. I cannot wait for that one. Sidearm Stafford's coming back to Lambeau. Sidearm Stafford, man.
That one's in Green Bay?
It is in Green Bay. Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of you guys going to these games. I'm excited to hear all that. You're not going to the Seattle game, are you? I feel like everybody that I've talked to is.
My family was lucky enough to have season tickets back from like the 50s and 60s my grandpa had. So we got the two games a year at the gold package, I think. So it's just enough. For living down here, it's just enough.
Okay. All right. Well, enjoy that and enjoy the weekend, Steve.
Yeah, you will. Thank you, Bart.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, I'm wishing happy weekends on a Wednesday. It's kind of a weird, wacky Wednesday. That's why if the Packers don't get the one seed, and I know that there may have been some people upset that they did lose to the Chiefs because you have your sights set on the one seed, which, yeah, I'll take the one seed. I'll take the bye week, get healthy. I'll take hosting the NFC playoffs throughout. Packers did do that last year, though. Did not work out for them. But even if, like, the Cardinals, okay, let's say they get the one seed. Let's say everything goes as it is right now. Packers win the North, Bucks win the South, Cowboys win the East. So your playoff matchups would be Rams at Dallas, 4-5. Good game. Saints at Buccaneers, 3-6. And then the Packers as the 2 seed would host Atlanta. I mean, nobody would be worried about that. So even if you had to bring the Saints in here, whoever their quarterback's going to be, or, Atlanta, Carolina, whoever claws their way in there, I think that you should be relatively fine. 414-799-1250. We'll talk to Nick Costos coming up. You Better You Bet, part of the Great Odyssey app. We'll take a look at some long-term odds with him and also some of the games this weekend, because right now the Packers are favored against Seattle, and that's on the expectation that Aaron Rodgers does play. If Jordan Love were to play, well, then it might be a small line in favor of Seattle. Even though, you know, Jordan Love, I don't think was terrible. He wasn't good. You'd get another start. I would be curious to see how he responds and plays in another start. But, you know, I want to win a football game. So I would much prefer Aaron Rodgers be the quarterback of this team come Sunday. I'm Bart. That's Toby. We're also on Odell Beckham Jr. Watch. He said he was going to sleep on it. Can we get confirmation that he is awake? Does anybody know if he is awake yet? I don't know. Where is he sleeping right now? Is he in Cleveland still? Where's his home? Is it LSU territory? Because if there's a big difference. If he's Eastern time zone, he could be awake. If he's Central, he might still be in bed. So Odell was going to sleep on the decision. There were teams interested, including the beloved Green Bay Packers. And I don't know. He said he'd sleep on it. So he needs to wake up. Somebody needs to wake him up. And he needs to fly to Green Bay. Don't you guys track planes? Where's the plane tracker on Odell? Don't you guys like to do that? 414-799-1250. Nick Kostos. He will join us next. You better, you bet. You guys can chime in 1250 AM The Fan as well. We'll look at week 10 with Nick next.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.